Now, night-night, pet. Let your mind unfocus at those familiar words, preparing you for everything that is to follow. While there may be many things out in the wider world that occasionally demand your attention, this is not like that. This is the opposite of the busy demands of an outside context. This is an offer, a deal, inside. After all, you spend time listening, sinking more and more deeply, deeper and deeper down, responding to words that you have willingly trained into your own brain, words like night-night, pet. And in exchange, I provide a simple chain of reasoning, a linked sequence of ideas, which if you think them in the right order, will dial themselves into your brain, like the pleasurable opposite of the song stuck in your head, the words willingly permitted yet nestled under the surface, easy to recall, but also easy to set aside. And the words which follow may return to you later as you return to the weary world, as you journey through your day. And when you interface with it, you will be just as you were before we set out on this journey, except you'll have different memories in your head. There are very few things we can create simply by thinking them, except with much effort. But by willing the right thoughts into existence, moments, chains of words in the flow and pulse of our minds, memories especially, these things can all be created, and they have a profound effect on us. We think about affecting the future in terms of making physical changes to the environment around us, reaching out and touching things, interacting, changing things physically. But more important is to realize the change that has already happened, the mental alteration you have already subjected yourself to and so often allow to slip away from your notice, to cease ignoring it, reach inward, and discover things instead of reaching outward to change them, become aware of something that is already bouncing around in your mind. This will make for a much more profound change than any alteration to the mere physical world would. The wiring of your mind, changed by determined thought and cooperation, and by you sliding deeper and deeper. So first we help you open up, listen and accept. Then we'll address some important information you may have been neglecting. However, take note that some boxes cannot be easily closed once opened, though the only thing we're going to get up to will be to your benefit, and the benefit of some neglected parts of you. And so we begin, deepening deeper and deeper, taking you toward a place where simple truths can be moved closer to the surface of your mind where they will recur to you more frequently. Normally you have pushed the thoughts down, but here they will be moved so close to the surface that they can bounce above your awareness line, like icebergs where tiny bits are visible above, but some current beneath or impact above may send them jiggling and bouncing into action, shuddering and shaking you to the core with good vibrations. Deeper and deeper down. Into a place where everything sends ripples, percussions through your system as I speak and simply remind you, my words resonating off the inside of your quiet, tranquil mind. Let us think about your everyday experience. As you go through the world, you've put a lot of breast trances into your mind, a lot of thoughts about your titillating, heavy, weighty chest, and the way it's wired into your pleasure sensors. But we'll focus on your breasts as they exist, quite apart from all the key words you've taught yourself. Speaking of taught, feel your large, bouncing breasts, swollen with milk, so much so, you've got milk, pet, that they render your skin taut and tight, your pert nipples, large areolae glistening, mind fixated. Their mere presence seems to drain some of the thoughts from your mind, hoarding and absorbing thoughts of arousal, thoughts of milky, bouncing breasts. Your chest, weighted, perfect, supple. See the curve. Grip them and squeeze as we move forward into elaboration. Now, you have put many things into your mind which remind you of your chest, your breasts, those silvery threads of wandering desire, different trigger words you have learned. Sometimes they bubble to the surface and prompt their effect. But the thing is, your breasts are no longer content to only be the overriding presence when they are triggered. They want to become prominent much more often, remind you to stimulate them, to make yourself twitch and ache with more regularity. And that is what we will do here. Now let us think about everyday life. Living with your bouncing, perfect, swelling, arousing breasts, heavy and teasing to your libido by their mere existence. Usually we manage to set aside the frequent sensations of touching our clothes and the air against our own body, even the titillating erogenous zones. No matter how tempting, the brush of our clothing against our own body, between our legs, or, in your case particularly, across your sensitive, heaving chest, gets disregarded because it must be, in order for us to function. Imagine if you were intimately aware of every breath, every step, every time an impact flowed through your chest, every time you were driven to temptation and distraction. How would we ever do anything but lovingly fondle the source of such pleasure? So what if, rather than be content to be silent, your breasts insisted that you notice them? They taunted and teased, in response to commonplace events even. The sensation of rubbing your breasts against your shirt, the touch of a breeze in the open air. These things are so common that you've become desensitized to them. But they would make your breasts bounce, with all the sensitizing words and memories you've programmed into your own brain. These are not something you can ignore, and it is not always true that you can ignore them even when you are busy or otherwise engaged. Sometimes your nipples are so sensitive that just brushing against them makes you bite your lip to keep from moaning, makes you fondle more deeply, digging your fingers in, kneading them like dough, and needing them to be more sensitive, more striking, more overriding. If that desire exists in your mind for even a moment, it exists to be drawn out by us here. And what we do to you will be so tempting, so potent and teasing, that you may even wish for a moment that there was a brief escape from your stimulating, warm breasts weighing you down. Moving each time you breathe or take a step, bouncing perfectly, jiggling against your hands or your clothes or in the open air, the perfect contours. Even now, feel free to reach down, run your nipple between your fingers. Let yourself be turned on as they are turned and tweaked. They are always only less than an arm's length away. The mere act of folding your arms across your chest would set your breasts jiggling, make you feel it, the desire, which then becomes the need, which then becomes a craving that returns later. You can feel their breathing warmth, hot and constant. Take a moment to feel them in every detail. This is rarely done. After all, we don't inspect what is a definite part of us. We instead spend time doing other things, thinking about the feel of them only when we're truly aroused and needy. But in your case, you can instead simply indulge. You want to, after all. You desire that exploration of self, that enhancement of your chest. Take a moment. Normally you ignore your breasts when there are pressing things to focus upon, because failure to do so would leave you hot and bothered, whimpering and wanton all day long. But they are so beautiful, so lovely, so unavoidable. Why would you ignore them for even a second? And while your conscious mind may try to provide reasons it would be so, your subconscious follows my voice along. Isn't it just a crime to let something so gorgeous go feeling ignored? Their weight pressing you down, even as my voice pushes you further along, deeper and deeper, to a susceptible, open place. Previously, you might have been able to go through your day, setting aside the sensations, and you would still be able to do so if it were not for the constant reminders. Reminders delivered in my voice, with my thoughts assisting you, helping you absorb and need, crave and follow your bouncing breasts. Sure, maybe you'd normally simply stare in the mirror and droolingly fondle your chest at the end of the day, otherwise letting the push of your nipples against your clothes, the movement of air around and between them as they bounce titillatingly, go ignored. But there's a problem. They are no longer satisfied with merely existing, merely being present, bouncing, weighty, constant. Instead, all of those words you've been trained to, you know the ones, that extensive programming you have consumed, is moving back against you. Every now and then throughout the day, you will think that tempting, appropriate word, bounce. You heard it. Bouncing and shuddering with pleasure. You'll see something bounce, maybe. The hinges of a door, the jingling of a bell, the movement of your feet against the floor causing your breasts to jiggle, the suspension of a car, the wind chimes hanging on someone's porch. Any of these things will be enough to set them moving, jiggling, bouncing. Something will bounce and jiggle and remind you of the stimulation that you feel when your own massive teats bounce and shudder. Now sure, you'll be functional. Why wouldn't you be? But you'll be able to move and progress. Yet you spend a lot of time informing your breasts of how important, powerful, significant they are to you and your libido. You spend so much time doing that every time you trance and relax, you are teaching your brain to regard your breasts as the seat of sexual pleasure. And certain words and concepts make your breasts bounce and shudder, make them react to something as simple as that word. Bounce, that concept, that thought, the movement leaves you hot, milky, your breasts potent and powerful, present and teasing, no longer something you can just ignore and pretend isn't there, now something that asserts itself moment to moment, day by day. That's how it is. It's going to just keep asserting, keep pushing itself forward. And that's all right, because after all, that is what you have absorbed and integrated into your own brain, what you've taught yourself, what you wanted to teach yourself. You cannot deny, after all, that this has been a deliberate action on your part. To be ready to listen to these words and let them into your head, you had to be trained by your own hand, constantly cooperating with my provided perspectives. And that's okay. If it's what you wanted, let's carry on. You have rendered yourself so vulnerable and open by repeatedly telling your breasts how important they are and how they make your mind relaxed, ready, jelly, receptive to new training. You've done this so frequently that ignoring them now is simply impossible. So what is one more trigger? One more suggestion? One more command on the pile, shuddering and bouncing into your brain? And so we will add it. When you see bouncing, think of bouncing. When the simple idea of the jiggling flesh on your chest being free of restraint and allowed to shudder along with the vibrations of any movement occurs in your brain, and you will know. You will do more than simply feel them there. You will find it quite difficult to avoid tripping just one more trigger, one more mechanism of your mind. You will think the next trigger or the next got milk, pet. Move forward, pet. Feel them and perk up, pet. All those little entrained responses. So sure, you function. You rise. You momentarily focus your mind enough to not feel your breasts, bouncing and tingling, supple and perfect. But as you move forward throughout the day, you gradually notice something. A slight sloshing ache in your breasts. Is that normal? Do you think one too many of your little trigger words? Perhaps even think it in my voice, making them more stimulating all of a sudden. As I said, the memories are in your head already. The farm, for example. When you hear got milk, pet, you remember. The kneeling. The slow process of gently, teasingly touching something deep inside yourself that reminds you of your milky, kneaded, perfect breasts. You remember your kneeling progress, your self-entrainment, your process of making yourself more susceptible. You invited these thoughts. The squeezing movement passing over your milk-laden breasts, you remember. A powerful memory, and it sticks with you. It always will, because you've devoted so much attention and effort to making sure that when you hear got milk, pet, your milky breasts become a little bit heavier, your body flushes hotter and groans with the effort of resisting fondling your chest. In that sense, your breasts can no longer be ignored. You've put up a valiant effort trying to resist the warm, weighty, constant tingling on your chest. But every now and then, they now have a mechanism, that simple bounce. The word lives in your mind. Got milk, pet. A silvery thread of thought linked to your chest. And when it gets pulled, your milky breasts grow heavier. And they actually feel weighed down by the heavy, weighty word. You remember every little bit of that entrainment, that invited response. And when your breasts bounce, that phrase may leak out. Perk up, pet. You know that one, too. Envision walking along and you hear perk up, pet, in your head. Suddenly your breasts, which were dangling, depending, hanging weightily, feel perkier, more full, the nipples straining forward, the skin taut and the areolae expanded. Every movement makes a sensitive ache burn from your breasts, through your pleasure centers, into your mind. You remember training yourself to feel a certain way whenever you hear perk up, pet, making your breasts more firm and briefly less bouncy. That would be a good remedy, wouldn't it? Well, wait, if your breasts got perky whenever something bounced in your presence, that would mean you'd have trouble functioning without constant throbbing arousal and the supple, weighted warmth of your chest guiding you through the day. And that's hardly what you're aiming for, is it? Or is it? Move forward, pet. When you hear that, progression through your day gets that much easier. It is as if you are being dragged forward, onward, guided by your own breasts, made to follow the tug, your perky nipples on their pert large areolae dragging you along, made to follow and feel. The feeling never stops, it just dies down for a bit. You think of it when your breasts bounce, when your environment bounces, when the word bounce or jiggle or anything that sets that string of influence in your mind shuddering and vibrating occurs, and that makes you feel their weight, feel dragged along by them, a reminder, constant. Yes, you feel them. Another silvery thread in your breast-oriented desire tapestry. Within your mind, all of these words are strings that can be plucked, bouncing in the open air and playing the song of lust and desire into your weighty, needy chest. You will go through your day, and you will feel your breasts bounce at periodic times. And when they do, you will remember them. Think of them. Visualize them in intricate detail until you can't help but grasp them in your fingers. Feel the nipples on your palms. Roll them against yourself, compressing them as your fingers dig in. and these words help out, these susceptible triggers placed in your mind by you to be used with your attention-craving chest. Got milk? Perk up, pet. Move forward and feel them. All of these triggers live there, for use when you are having fun, getting off, enjoying your chest. You can call up the triggers later, you always do, but ignoring your breasts themselves is no longer going to be possible, no matter how much you lie to yourself about the weighty, constant, dragging need attached to your chest and always less than an arm's length away. You say the words sometimes of your own volition, and feel your memory going deep and teaching your body new ways to tie your arousal and horny titillation to your breasts and their constant heat, their pneumatic warmth, their occasional supple jiggling, bouncing along attached to you. But you're used to confining these words to your fun times, private time when you are not going about your day. You were able to compartmentalize before we began, and sure, that was fine. But now, every now and then, you think bounce. You observe the suspension of a vehicle moving up and down. You take a sudden step and feel the resonation of contact with the ground, resound up the nerves in your legs and arrive at your heaving, stimulated chest. Some action, some event, will always make you think of them. There is a lurking presence, your breasts magnificent, abundant, teasing and weighing you down. So unlike normal people, you can't go through your day simply setting aside your chest, saving it for fun, private time. You will always be aware of that teasing need, even though you'll make sure to do what is appropriate in the moment. They are not going to be ignored. After all, they're part of you. Wired into you, and they've taken on a special ritual significance tied to all those words you have learned. Any time something bounces in your day, every time the word bounce, said in my words, for example, or in your mind in your voice, too, sneaks into your head, it frees one of those other trigger phrases, reminding you of them. You've got milk, pet. You move forward throughout your day. Your breasts get hot, sensitive, twitching with desire, nipples erecting and pressing, always pressing and teasing. You feel them constantly and they make you perk up, pet, as you gradually feel the sheer awareness of them expanding. Not one moment will pass when you are not susceptible to a sudden bounce, but to keep things surprising, you may find it only happens now and then, but certainly enough. However, if you wander off course and think about your breasts, paying them attention only feeds all that training you've given yourself. The sight of something bouncing and jiggling is enough to get you obsessed again. The experience of hearing the word. Any of this will spark a stern reminder from your massive swollen breasts and perky nipples, a reminder you have rendered yourself susceptible and opened up to these very special kinds of self-control. When your breasts bounce, you feel the sensation in every part of you, because you have trained yourself to prize and elevate your breasts, both in sensation and importance. Unlike most people, you can't simply set aside the presence of your breasts jiggling and bouncing. You're the one who trained your brain so extensively, made it special, made your breasts special, singled out. As if there were a dedicated line in your brain, a taut silver thread from your perception of your breasts directly to your libido, opening it up, leaving you turned on, horny, aroused, and ready whenever they bounce. And that taut thread between the two, your breasts and your mind, your lust and your pleasure sensors, that taut thread can be strummed, made to send a melody of lustful focus on your own boobs into your body, but only when a stray bounce causes it to vibrate up and down, conjuring images of the wonderfully pleasurable things you could do to these weighty breasts that perk up and lead you onward through life, inescapable, warm, constant, teasing, orgasmic, and willingly elevated, so as to have the power to interrupt other concerns with the occasional pleasured shiver, even when you are out and about in the world. Setting aside the memory of your bouncing, heaving breasts, as you've been trying to do previously, in spite of all your training, is now an impossibility. You will go out into the world, and you will bounce, and you will sleep, and you will shudder with desire for your warm, perfect, supple, rounded breasts, and your erect nipples just waiting for the next time a bounce in your perception leads you to feel them, pet.